And what causes dyslexia? There are several types of dyslexia that can affect the child's ability to spell as well as read. Trauma dyslexia usually occurs after some form of brain injury to the area of the brain that controls reading and writing. It is rarely seen in today's school-age population. The second type is primary dyslexia. This type of dyslexia is a dysfunction of the left side of the brain, that is cerebral cortex, and does not change with age. Individuals with this type are rarely able to read above a fourth grade level and might struggle with reading, spelling, and writing as adults. Primary dyslexia is passed in family lines through their genes, that is hereditary. It is found more often in boys than in girls. A third type of dyslexia is referred to as secondary or developmental dyslexia and is felt to be caused by hormonal development during the early stages of fetal development. Developmental dyslexia diminishes as the child matures. It is also most common in boys. Before any treatment is started, an evaluation must be done to determine the child's specific area of disability. While there are many theories about successful treatment for dyslexia, there is no actual cure for it. But dyslexic individuals can learn to read and write with appropriate educational support. The school will develop a plan with the parent to meet the child's needs. If the child's current school is unprepared to address this condition, the child will need to be transferred to a school which can appropriately educate the dyslexic child. Early intervention is very helpful, since stress and anxiety greatly contribute to the patient's ability to absorb information. Removing these is able to improve understanding. The key to help those patients is not to tell them to read like a non-dyslexic person does, but to find a way of extracting information about the text that works efficiently for them. In other words, an appropriate treatment will focus on strengthening the child's weaknesses while utilizing the strengths. Perhaps the most important aspect of any treatment plan is attitude. The child will be influenced by the attitudes of the adults around him. One last reminder, dyslexia should not become an excuse for a child to avoid written work, because the academic demands on a child with dyslexia may be great and the child may tire easily. Homework assignments should be broken down into appropriate pieces.